The Chicago Bulls lose their second straight play preseason game. I'm losing my words today. The Chicago Bulls lose their Jesus Christ. The Chicago Bulls lose their second preseason game in a row, this time to the Denver Nuggets. We're going to talk about it. We're going to break it all down and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Air Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content today, y'all. And the Chicago Bulls lose this game to the Denver Nuggets. The final score says they lost by 7, but listen, the Bulls really lost a lot more than just by 7. If it wasn't for the fourth quarter where the Bulls outscored the Denver Nuggets by 14 points, that tells you what the discrepancy was in this game. The Bulls reserves were able to fight back. Of course, Javon Carter went into God-tier mode in garbage time again. Javon Carter may be the ball-headed hoe, but you know what else he is other than the ball-headed hoe now? He's the garbage time king. Like, that's what he is, the ball-headed hoe and garbage time king. That's what Javon Carter is, because it makes no sense how this dude goes off so regularly when the game don't matter at all. Like what are we doing, fam? What are we out here doing? But Javon Carter, for what it's worth, had 17 points, 7 for 11, 3 of 6 from 3-point range. He also tripped in 4 rebounds, 3 assists. We don't give a shit about Javon Carter and his garbage time goonery. But, you know, Dalen Terry also had 11 points in his return, you know, after getting ejected in the last game. He was 3 of 6 from the field with 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 steal. I keep telling people that the Bulls have some depth here on this bench. And listen, I'm not saying Dalen Terry can do stuff like that all the time, but that was, you know, Dalen Terry found a way to put up some points today. But everybody's going to be talking about Josh Giddey and Matis Bouzelas, who connected on a heck of a fast break dunk on Matis Bouzelas. Matis Bouzelas was the one to get the dunk, but Josh Giddey and Matis today combining for 45 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists between the two of them. They lead the Chicago Bulls today to a loss, but they lead them nonetheless. Josh Giddey went 7-14 from the field. He actually got to the free throw line 8 times today, which is really major for Josh Giddey. Not only does the team as a whole need to continue getting to the free throw line, this was the first game where the Bulls did not have at least 29 free throw attempts. They did have 28, so they're only one off in this game. But, you know, Josh Giddey getting to the free throw line, that well is going to be, you know, good for him if he can keep that up during the season. He also started off going, I believe it was 3-3 from 3-point range before he stopped, but he ended up, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah, did he make his first three? He might have made his first two, but he ends up going 3-7, 25 points, 6 assists, 9 rebounds, 1 block from Josh Giddey today. But Matis Bouzelas, Matis opened up the block party today. 5 blocks from Matis Bouzelas, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. He went 7-12 from the field, 3-7 from 3-point range. He also got to the free throw line 3 times today on his route to his 20 points. Io went 5-7 for 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. The Bulls just did not have that oomph in the starting lineup. We got out to yet another big deficit, unfortunately. We end the first quarter being down by 8. Then we lose the second quarter down by 4 as well. We only won the fourth quarter. That was the only quarter that we won in this game. And, you know, it's preseason. We were down a number of players in this game. No Trey Jones, no Kobe White, no Kevin Huerter, no Julian Phillips. Yuki Kawamura didn't even play in this game. No Yuki. They robbed us of no Yuki in this game. I don't know what's wrong with them. But no Yuki either in this game. And, you know, we haven't had Kobe at all during the preseason period at all. The Bulls had 32 personal fouls. 32 personal fouls in this one. The Denver Nuggets had 41 free throws in this game. 41 free throws, which is crazy. So, but this is just another game where, you know, the Bulls missing so much, you can tell. Io DeSumo was in the starting lineup today in replace of Trey Jones, who was in replace of Kobe White and Kevin Huerter. So there you go there. Isaac Okoro, it's been a really interesting preseason for him because if the battle came between him and Kevin Herter, he outplayed that. But Okoro only played 10 minutes today. He went 0-2 from the field. He's not shooting the ball well at all. None. At all in this preseason. Like, Okoro just, he got to shoot the ball better. Now, there's going to be a different set of gravity as far as on that shot. When Kobe White's out there and you got Kobe, you know, drawing the defense in and opening up a couple more shots for people. But if there's anything that stops Isaac from being in the starting lineup at some point in the season, it's going to be his lack of shooting. That's going to be what happens. It's going to be that lack of shooting. So we'll see. We got Jacob in the building who says, first Bulls game in a very long time. I had to turn off. Too many fouls, too many chuck threes. Noah needs to stop throwing up threes too well. You got to keep in mind, that's part of this team's makeup. Like, they're going to shoot a lot of threes. That is part of the game plan for that. The Bulls want to get up 30 to 35 threes a game. They were at 38, so they were a little bit above the pace that they want to be at. But this version of the team with this roster and Billy Donovan coaching it, they're going to take a lot of threes regardless. We got KG in the building. Says, what's good, brother? What's good, KG? Every time Terry is on the court, I'll be watching Darren Peterson highlights. That's crazy. We got to get him minutes. Javon Carter, no, we don't got to get Javon Carter no minutes. Javon Carter only is well in garbage time. We good on that. You can find anybody to do that. Define Carter would be the garbage man who got the job just so you could scope out some fine. That's crazy. That's wild. Hayes, let's be honest. Oh, here goes Shay. Let's be honest. If you're thinking about it. Ain't nobody really caring about this game, especially when the regular season starts in a week. Well, guess what? Like I tell everybody, if you didn't care about this game, you wouldn't watched it. You wouldn't have been coming in here at a post game show at almost 11 p.m. Chicago time to leave that comment if you didn't care about the game. I'm just gonna tell you that. Daylon Terry was terrible, but at least he's having a crack. I'd start Albrecht over Vooch. He's setting it. No, you listen. I'm sorry. That's. You got to be Australian saying that because, like, Albrecht is not ready to start over Vooch. You would have been better off saying Zach Collins. You went right to Lachlan Albrecht. Come on now. It's been special to have you so drunk tonight. I'm not drunk. I ain't drunk a shred of alcohol today. I'm tired is what I am. I'm very, very tired. What's good, Hayes? I don't know about you, but the more I watch Daylon Terry progress and develop, I believe he can crack the actual rotation. I see him finally getting around 10 to 12 minutes. He's just an energizer bunny. Well, you got to keep in mind, like, for Daylon Terry to be in the rotation, so the starting five, Kobe, Josh Giddey, Isaac, Modest, Vooch. He's not passing Trey Jones. He's not passing Ayo Dosunmu. He's not passing Zach Collins. He's probably not passing Kevin Herter. That's four right there. Then you got Patrick Williams. You got Jalen Smith, Julian, and Daylon Terry. And Noah Essengay maybe a little bit in that too. It's not as simple as Daylon just needs to crack the rotation because he's not passing at least nine guys on this team if everybody's fully healthy. So then you have to think of, all right, how many minutes is he going to get as the 10th guy? The ninth guy on the rotation under Billy Donovan already gets inconsistent minutes. You think he's going to get a consistent 10 to 12 minutes as the 10th man, even if he beats out those other players? It's a tall order for Daylon Terry to really meaningfully crack this rotation. Now, I do think that that's best for the team because what that does is that gives you an actual position battle. It gives you depth. That means that whoever's in that 10th man role, it's not just because of they're on the back end of the bench. It's because they actually are bringing something. And if they're not bringing it, you got some other people, some other candidates you can go to. But it's going to be very, very difficult for Daylon Terry to just automatically be in that rotation, especially with the fact that P. Will has been more good P. Will than bad P. Will so far in preseason. So, you know, you got to look at it in those ways. I'm not saying that it's impossible. I'm just saying that it's going to be a tall test to get in there. Tall test to get in there. Also provides a lot of what we need, defense, versatility off the bench with a decent amount of scoring. Well, Vern, the thing is Daylon has not been a consistent scorer, shooter, or anything really for his career. Now, you do have a little bit of the theoretical scoring there, but I'd say Julian's probably the better scorer. At least for my book, he's probably better at protecting the rim. He's probably a better finisher in transition. So that it's just really depend. And this could be a thing that works in the Bulls' favor, is the Bulls having that balance where you can go basically to your bullpen. Oh, we need somebody who can guard threes and fours. We got Patrick Williams. Oh, we need somebody who can guard one twos, maybe smaller threes. We got Dalen Terry. We need somebody who can guard 2-3-4. Maybe some small ball fives. You got Julian Phillips. We need offense. You got Jalen Smith, right? So you have a lot of different types of looks you can throw out there with the roster that you have. And that could, like I said, that could work to the Bulls' benefit. I just don't think that 10th guy, even with, as well as P. Will has played, I'm not just going to automatically say we're going to have a night-in, night-out 10th guy. I think those first nine guys are going to, if they're healthy, they're playing. I don't know if we have a guy right now that I'm like, regardless of any situation, that needs to be the 10th guy every single night. We don't have that either. So that does open up the door a little bit. Okoro's literally only defense, remember, Kyle? I mean, yeah, that is Okoro's main role. And when Kobe's out there and they're playing together, they're really not going to be looking for Okoro to really take many shots. He's still going to have to take wide open ones. That's every player, right? Every NBA player should be taking shots when they're left wide open. So that's going to be that. But and a little bit more than that, especially in transition and with the pace that we run, those type of things. But it's we'll see. We'll see. Honestly, just this game, it wasn't too good, but has been pretty decent this preseason. What are you talking about? Oh, Okoro? No, Okoro shot the ball like shit all preseason, but he's played well. I'm just basing off one preseason game, dog. He's more sure of himself now, and to settle into his natural role is all I'm getting to, but you're right, though. I mean, that comes with, like, just experience. Like, you would expect Dalen at this point in time to kind of be more settled into not only whatever position that he can play, because he can play multiple, but also just his capabilities, what being sure of himself and knowing what he can bring out there. Because much like I said with Isaac, like Dalen, everybody who's out there, you got to hit your open shots. And there have been times where Dalen Terry's passed up open shots too. So that passive nature, we got to get over that. Mots, Io is the real deal. Buzilis is a small star, next all-star. Vooch still a cancer to the team. Vooch is hardly a cancer. Io's really good. And Buzilis, we got a lot before we can say that he's going to be an all-star. A lot that we got to get to before we can say that. What do you think of Giddey's defense? I think it's gotten better. Yeah, I mean, Giddey played really solid defense at the end of last season, and I think that's gone over some people's heads that they forget how much he really locked in defensively. But we know that Giddey... And Giddey's one of those players that when he gets in his rhythm, whether it's defensive rhythm, whether it's offense, it makes every part of his game better. So if Josh Giddey is continually playing at a high level next season, watch his defense kick up. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. People got to crash for those offensive rebounds like Okoro. If we... I'm going to shoot so many threes. Glad to see Noah fighting for those loose offensive boards as well. Well, yeah, rebounding is a team thing, especially offensively, right? But, yeah, getting those opportunities, getting those second, you know, chance points when we can, those type of things, that's another thing that can make this Bulls offense a little bit more, the scoring easier on this offense. So, got to see if we can continue to do that. Don't Carter look like the little thief from GOAT? That's crazy. That's crazy. I think we are seeing way Okoro couldn't see garbage time minutes in Cleveland. I mean, yes and no. Like, to me, he got more than garbage time minutes, too. That's not a factual statement. He got more than garbage time minutes in Cleveland. But for Okoro, it's just going to be how much is the defense and physicality that you're bringing. How much of that is really helping ease off some pressure off our starters? That's really his job is. His job's not to hit a bunch of shots. He's not going to be taking a bunch of shots under this Bulls team. I just, for the record, Kyle, I'm not defending him 100%. I agree with you too. Oh, okay. You guys talking to each other. Bro, Buzilis' eye test shows he's going to be an all-star. Nobody knows Ball knows Modest is next. Anybody who knows, first of all, Mods, you are so busy trying to overcompensate for the fact that you're a pygmy-ass, dumbass bitch. That's the first thing. That you're always trying to come in here and talk some shit like you know, you don't be knowing what the fuck you're talking about. A, you don't even know how to read. All I fucking said was, in his second year, that's a lot to put on Modest. It's a lot to put on Modest in his third year. He has a lot left to show before, in reality, there's a lot of players who flash some things that didn't like get their game to the next level. I'm not saying that Modest is necessarily going to be that, but stop being such a fanboy and a dumbass and be your mama's favorite daughter as a son. Stop doing that dumbass shit in here. This is Chicago Bulls Central. This ain't CHGO. This ain't ESPN. I ain't going to be nice to you. So if you want to try to be if you want to try to get over here in this chat, you want to be the center of attention, the Mr. Know-It-All, I'm about to put your ass on the Summer Jam screen. Watch yourself. All right? Get yourself together and chill the fuck out. All right? Now, with that said, let's go ahead and move the hell on. How big of a step do you envision Josh Giddey and Modest taking in year two of playing together? I mean, you always, as players play together more, you always want that chemistry to build. I think we saw a little bit of that today. Like when Modest started the fast break, got the ball to Josh Giddey finished with a pass for a Modest slam. Like those type of things start becoming just second nature because you know how you move out there. So I think with Modest attacking the rim more, Modest just being moving more, right? And that's something that we need from Modest. We need from Kobe. We need Io when he's on there. We need guys to really continue to just move off the ball. Josh Giddey is going to find them. And that's something that everybody on this team says and reverberates. If you move, Josh Giddey will find you. And he'll sometimes catch you before you even realize that you're open. So, Hayes, I've been picking with all my friends who are Washington Commanders fans, and I think I lost some friends. Hey, listen, if you lose them over there, fuck them. Pat says, yo, wait, does he look like the thief? That is hilarious. Hayes, mama, favorite daughter as a son, classic. I'm going to use that. Tell him, Hayes, act your age, not your color. Be a man like your mother. That is hilarious. That's funny. That's funny. So y'all been thinking because I've been trying to be nice to y'all. This is preseason. I'm going to be nice during the regular season. Ain't nobody watching this shit but Bulls fans. I ain't got to worry about no sponsors watching this. I will cook y'all ass, man. And then I'll switch the stream to members-only stream so I can cook you in private. Chill out. But to get back to this game, the Bulls got one more preseason game in the books, man. They're going to play Thursday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That is going to be our final game of preseason. And then we have 6 days off before we take the court again for opening night. So it's right around the corner. One more preseason game to get through. And then we are in the regular season. And we start the regular season off against Detroit and Orlando. Detroit, Orlando, Atlanta, as a matter of fact. All three teams that are expected to be Eastern Conference playoff teams. So the Bulls do not start off easy at all. Late just finished, man. Vooch was terrible tonight. Yeah, Vooch was bad. Vooch was definitely bad. Cook away, Hayes. Watching from down under and love what you do. Appreciate that, brother. Are you concerned about our size at all because our lack of skill sized us? Our size killed us for years. Jesus Christ. No, I mean, we got more legitimate size than we ever had before. You got Vooch. You got Zach Collins, legitimate centers. Right? You got a legitimate power forward that's 6'10". Hell, you got Noah Essengay. You even got Jalen Smith at 6'9". Like, we got some legit size out there, finally. We have a decent big rotation. Hayes, you need to start up a cooking. I keep saying I'm going to start a cooking channel. I'm going to call it The Cookbook. And I will calmly roast all you niggas. But here we are. Okoro has not looked better than P. Will so far. He has on the defensive side of the ball, actually quite a bit. He hasn't shot the ball nearly as well as P. Will. But defensively and what they're asking him to do, Isaac Okoro has looked better at attacking the ball. He hasn't looked timid with that at all. He's always moving on that side of the ball. And I think those are things that you can trust him to do that you can't necessarily trust P. Will to do consistently. Is Kobe a certainty for open night? They say he is. I mean, just going off what Billy Donovan said in his release, that's the goal. They've always maintained that they've been more kind of cautious with this than what they necessarily need to be. So if those things hold true, then Kobe White should be out there opening night. Brock. That's if. People will average 15-8 for assists, but he will not. He will not. And William, when you come back here in the All-Star break, when he's averaging half of probably all of those, just come back here and say I'm a dumbass. That's all I need you to say. And I mean the funny part of it, I'm not literally calling you a dumbass. I don't know you. You ain't never offended me. I'm joking with you. But when he comes back here, just come in here and just say, hey, Hayes, this is William Waters. I need to apologize. I said that P. Will was going to be average 15-8-4, and I indeed am a dumbass. That's what I need you to write there. Just go ahead. Side note, I'm happy that Round Ball Rock and NBA on NBC is back. It's a long way to return. First of all, see, this is what I mean, Vern. You always talk like you in a fucking commercial. Nobody says that in part. You were doing good, bro. You were doing good. Stop trying to sound like an infomercial, my boy. Stop it. This is real life. You are a human. A human. You are a boy, Damon. Like, get your life together. He says, I know, fam. Oh, I just got to make sure, bro. When I roast people, I want them to make sure that they know I'm roasting them with vitriol. When I'm just being silly, I just want to make sure people know I'm being silly. But all right, y'all, I'm tired. I still got to go do Locked On NBA, Locked On Bulls, man. It's going to be a long freaking day. Long day. But we're back on Thursday, back for the regular season. No live call today. There was no C-Dub, but we're going to have live calls for you on Thursday's game. And, of course, we're going to be live calling on the season opener, man. We ain't going to miss that. I think the Bulls also open at home in the season opener, so we're going to be locked in for that one, man. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.